The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service of self, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. We are reading this afternoon from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is here revealing the true qualities of those fortunate souls who have received His causeless mercy. They are always thinking of Krishna. This is the nature of love. One time they asked Srila Prabhupada, "How do we know who a great devotee of the Lord is?" And he says, "The person who is always thinking of Krishna, who is always talking about Krishna, who is always anxious to do something for Krishna. This is the nature of love. Love is not stagnant. Love is dynamic." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He came to this world to bring love of Krishna for everyone to receive by His mercy. Sometimes people ask, why, when we come to this Radha Gopinath temple, is everyone dancing and chanting, sometimes very loudly? I thought spiritual life was to be in a very quiet, secluded atmosphere, in utter silence, simply sitting with legs crossed and meditating on the Supreme. And yet, I come to this temple and I find nobody sitting. Tumultuous vibrations are echoing in all directions. Is this some craziness? Yes, it is some craziness. Because everyone is crazy in this world. Some are crazy after sense gratification, and some are crazy after God. But we understand that real spiritual life is dynamic. It is not simply being silent. Guru Maharaj used to say, when someone talks all nonsense, then sometimes their guru tells them to take the Moun Vrat. Just take a vow that you will not say anything. This is simply negating the useless. But the perfection of life is not to negate the useless. The perfection of life is to glorify the Supreme. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, you have a body, use it to glorify Krishna. You have the power to speak, the power to think, use it all to glorify Krishna. But we must know that the enemy is trying to defeat us at every stage. The enemy is Maya, or the illusory energy. When we first come to Krishna consciousness, due to some previous good merits, sukriti, due to hearing some transcendental knowledge, either from the scripture or from some representative of the Lord, at that time we think that Krishna consciousness must be very easy. If I just invest a little bit of my time and a little bit of my energy, then I will attain the perfection of life. At that time, we do not realize the utter importance of the association of devotees. But at a higher stage, we come to the understanding that if I really want to achieve the real goal of life, I must commit myself exclusively to the service of God. I must focus my attention in everything I do, whether it is in my family life, my business life. I must focus everything ultimately toward the service of God. At that time, we realize that Krishna consciousness is very difficult. Because the more you take Krishna consciousness seriously, the more Maya will attack you seriously. Krishna says, Yega tamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham mama vart manuvartante manushya parata saravasha, that as you approach me, I reward you accordingly. But Krishna's material potency in this material energy, Maya, also has the same philosophy. As you approach her, she rewards you accordingly. The more we try to get away from her, the more she's going to take seriously trying to get us back. It is a fact. That is why sometimes at the very beginning of our spiritual life, when we're not really very serious, we don't really understand what we must do, it seems just so easy to be Krishna conscious. No problem. I'm sure within a year or two, I will become a pure devotee. Because after all, I'm almost a pure devotee already. A few material desires here and there, no problem. At which time, when we're thinking like this, Maya says, no problem. I'm not going to take you very seriously. You are in my hands. You are in my grip. But as we hear and as we chant, we start getting deeper realizations. What is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is something very deep and something very sublime. It entails great dedication, earnest desire. In fact, it entails surrender. At that time, when we begin the process, then the tests and the temptations of material energy start to take new forms in our life. Then we realize we are on a battlefield. And Maya has so many soldiers. And so many weapons, and they are all coming to defeat me.
So at the beginning of our spiritual life, we do not see the real importance of association of devotees. But as we start making a little advancement and we start dedicating ourselves, there is nothing more vital, essential for our spiritual growth than the association of devotees. When a war begins, generally we feel very confident we will win this war. But then once the war starts and we're in the battlefield, then we realize that this is very difficult. It's not as easy as we thought it would be. They're actually fighting back, and they're fighting back very hard. In fact, harder than I can withstand. At that time, where is your shelter? Your shelter is in those soldiers who are fighting by your side. You understand the utter need of your comrades to give you support, to protect you, and to help you push forward. Similarly, in spiritual life, as we are progressing, we understand more and more and more how the satsang, the association of like-minded devotees, is of ultimate importance in our life. The scriptures will give us some direction, but it's the Vaishnavas that will give us support. Srila Prabhupada used to say, if anyone thinks that they can become lovers of God, Krishna conscious, in a secluded place alone, they are simply in illusion. That is a very, very extremely advanced state. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this wonderful Sankirtan movement. It is a movement where together, Sanyak means together, united, we glorify Krishna. United we stand, divided we fall. But in this great Sankirtan movement, we should know that Maya will do everything she can to destroy us individually as well as collectively. On this battlefield, we will find that many soldiers will fall. It is not a surprise. Many soldiers will fall. Some die. Some are wounded. Some, out of fear, they flee from the battlefield. And we see this. And it is very discouraging. What are we to do? We must be encouraged and find strength from those who continue on with the fight against Maya. Those who, with firm faith, are willing to continue to endeavor against all odds. Standing side by side with them, victory is assured. That is Krishna's promise. Bhakti means the development of faith. Without faith, there can be no love. Faith is the natural awakening of the essential energy of the soul. And that faith is awakened by associating with such people who either have that firm, unflinching faith, and also by associating with such people who, like us, have a sincere desire to acquire that faith. And our spiritual life is depending on their help. Krishna says here, Katiyantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanticha. That the devotees, their satisfaction is enlightening one another. How do we find our satisfaction in this world? How do we utilize the precious time that we are given in this life? That will determine our destination. If we utilize our precious time simply to engross our mind in mundane subject matters, in sense gratification, in spiritually useless social interactions, to that degree, we separate ourselves from God. One of Maya's great, great weapons is this attachment to social acceptance. We want to be very socially acceptable by family members, by friends, colleagues, business associates, and so on around us. But Krishna says in the second chapter of Gita, Yani sha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyame, that for a materialistic person, he will have very opposite values than a devotee of the Lord. And this is one of the great tests of actually making spiritual advancement. In very preliminary stage, it doesn't really matter. We do everything that we used to do. We are with everyone we used to be with. But we chant Hare Krishna a little, and sometimes we come to meet the devotees. But as we become more serious, we realize that what I'm doing is I'm bathing in nice, fresh, pure water, and then I'm coming out to roll in the mud. Very long, rigorous process of trying to get clean. But it is a fact that unless we have social acceptability, life becomes very, very difficult, because no man is an island. Therefore, this Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Rather than wasting our precious time gambling, playing cards, going to sporting events, talking about politics and weather and whatever else, we utilize that time amongst people who are enlightening one another by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And in such a society of devotees, spiritual life becomes natural. It becomes tangible. When we read the scripture, we get some theoretical idea, some intangible conception about the truth and the goal of life. But when we associate with devotees intimately, develop friendships with them, enlightening one another, then this intangible theoretical conception of Krishna becomes a tangible reality in our life. We can touch it, we can feel it, we can see it, we can taste it, we can experience it. and we can help one another to strive for it under all circumstances. Rupa Goswami explains that in the relationships amongst Vaishnavas, there must be honesty and there must be friendship in the mood of service. We must be willing to reveal our minds to devotees in a very serious manner, and we must be willing to also hear another reveal mind. Not just revealing our minds, all nonsense, prajalpa, but revealing our minds about our realizations and also the difficulties we may be experiencing on the spiritual path. By hearing the truth, we become purified by that truth. Therefore, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given us this instruction. There is nothing more vital in our spiritual advancement than the association of sadhus. Satsanga Tyaga of Vaishnava Achar. They ask Mahaprabhu how to become Krishna conscious. He gave a simple formula: associate with devotees and avoid the association of non-devotees and those who are too much attached to sense gratification. Simple formula. In the association of devotees, you will undoubtedly be hearing the glories of the Lord constantly and chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a choice we have to make. Because you see, our connection to the truth is our faith. And our faith awakens according to the sincerity, the earnestness of our desire. And the expression that Krishna perceives in regard to our desire is who we associate with and who we serve. You see, Maya is very strong. Daivi heshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Krishna says in Gita that this material energy is very, very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to me can easily cross over it. In fact, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavat that this material energy and all of the illusions and entanglements are like a vast ocean. But for one who surrenders to Krishna, that ocean reduces to the size of the water contained in a hoofprint of a calf. Can you reduce an ocean of water to the quantity of water in the hoofprint of a calf? You have no power to do so. Nor does any human being on this earth. But for Krishna, who is the creator of that ocean, with no difficulty at all, he can reduce that ocean of water to something insignificant. So this is the only process by which anyone has ever crossed over the ocean of illusion and attachment. It's by the mercy of Krishna, by the grace of Krishna. It is not a question of learning how to be a great swimmer. You can practice your whole life through, and you can be a champion swimmer who can defeat all others of all nations. You can be the Olympic gold medalist. But you cannot even begin to approach the ocean. It is not by our own endeavor that we can be released from Maya. It is only by the causeless mercy of Krishna. And our life is meant simply for the purpose of attracting the causeless mercy of Krishna. You cannot attain it. You cannot demand it. No matter how much tapasya you may perform. I was speaking to a gentleman last night who was telling me about how 15 years he lived in Himalayas simply doing severe tapasya and fasting. And he said he still hasn't found peace of mind. You cannot attract Krishna by any means but humble devotional service. When we learn to love Krishna's devotees, Krishna learns to love us. It's as simple as that. When we become a humble servant of Krishna's devotees, Krishna becomes so attracted by that that he descends into our life and reduces that ocean of material existence so it can easily be crossed over. Krishna consciousness is a qualitative state of heart. Krishna consciousness was exemplified most perfectly by Lord Chaitanya. In fact, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he was given the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. What is the meaning of the word Sri Krishna Chaitanya? Chaitanya means consciousness. Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process was so simple and so sublime. As long as we practice it properly, to associate with the Lord's devotees and understand that this association is my all in life. And to learn to properly associate by serving together, by hearing together, by chanting together, by helping one another, by encouraging one another. If we simply accept this formula, we will be victorious in the battle against illusion, attachment, and death. The Lord is so kind. There is a beautiful story in Prema Divarta by Sri Jagadananda Pandit about how once Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing amongst all of his associates, and the devotees were just so lovingly united, glorifying the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This was in the Navadvip area, and they came upon a beautiful pond of water. And a cowherd boy heard the beautiful chanting and approached all the devotees and received their blessings. And he explained that my cows, they will not drink the water from this pond. Why? Because there is a very dangerous crocodile in this pond. And they are afraid. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached that pond and he said, "Crocodile, come here and chant the holy name of Krishna." So the crocodile came out and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his beautiful lotus foot on the crocodile's head and asked all the devotees to chant the holy names. As the kirtan was going on, the crocodile transformed into a beautiful baby boy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Just for the sake of others, you are such a little nice boy. Why you were living like a crocodile in this lake?" He said, "Because long time back, there was a great devotee, great sage, not devotee, but a great sage. And I began to pull on his beard and do all mischief. So he cursed me to be a crocodile. So here I am. But he also gave me the benediction that someday the Lord will come to grant you his divine mercy." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply by his kindness, he gave that little child Krishna Prema, pure love of God. And all the devotees were very happy to see this. We are in the same situation. We have committed so many offenses, and therefore we are like crocodiles in this lake of material existence. But originally we are all innocent, loving devotees of the Lord. That is our nature. It is our nature to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. But somehow or other, now we have all of these attachments. But if simply we expose ourselves to the infinite grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can be restored and brought to our original pure position. What was this crocodile's qualification? When Lord Chaitanya called him, he came out. And he was willing to put his head under Mahaprabhu's feet. That was his only qualification. That is the only qualification required from any of us. We must simply allow the Supreme Personality of Godhead to bestow his causeless mercy upon us. And the process Krishna explains here. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they seek out their satisfaction and bliss amongst one another, enlightening each other and conversing about me. This temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and this association of Vaishnavas, devotees that gather here, for those who are serious in this mission of the League of Devotees, we understand that this is our connection to Krishna. And if we neglect the satsanga Vaishnavas, our Krishna consciousness is an illusion. An illusion. To think we can make it without the association is simply false pride. Cannot be done. Never been done. The energy, the realization, and the strength to carry on our Krishna consciousness in our homes throughout the day and throughout the week, it will be derived from your loving relationships with other Vaishnavas. through congregationally hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has given us the Sankirtan movement, where we come before the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and all together we share our lives, we share our hearts to sing for them, to dance for them, to take prasad together, to hear philosophy together. Even the great devotees of the Lord consider like this. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one time in his Vyas Puja, he explained that, "Oh, my dear friends," speaking to all of his disciples, "you are protecting me from all dangers." He said, "Because when you all come to hear from me, then you engage me in speaking about Krishna. And when I speak to all of you about Krishna, the dangers of material existence can no longer touch me. And when you hear about Krishna, the dangers of material existence can no longer touch you." So in this way, devotees depend on one another to remain pure and to advance in Krishna consciousness. This is humility. This is the path of perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.